Ice-T will join us here in a moment and catch up with him on shooting a Tide commercial with Stone Cold, his whole career.
He played like that. Wasn't he on Law & Order or something like that?
He still is. He's been on there for 20 years. Law & Order, he has been on there for 20 years. More than that, like since the year 2000. I guess they're in season 22, I think it is. Like that Law & Order show, there are so many spinoffs of Law & Order. The original, it has made so much money. And clearly they have such a massive following. I still watch it. My wife watches it all the time.
Yep.
And it's always the same story, effectively. But it's still compelling. You know how it's going to play out. You know where it's going. You kind of know that, like, whoever you see early in the episode, you're like, that's the guilty guy, or that, you know, she did something or whatever. You try to solve it. And generally by the end of it, you have.
I want to just ask
it's still
him,
compelling.
I want to just ask him about the transition. Like, he was in the rap game, and then just did someone call him up and say, hey, do you want to star in this, like, this crime drama? And then he just start doing it? Is it like Timberlake where you just do something and you're awesome at it? Maybe there's hope for us. We could transition. Me, you, and Noodles, detectives. Who doesn't want to start that show?
I think there's potential there. And he was in a great movie called New Jack City with Wesley Snipes.
That's an old flick, dude.
Old flick, man. That would have been early 90s. And that was when he really, I think, kind of broke through as an actor. And then he's done a bunch of different acting gigs with movies and stuff like that. But he's been on Law & Order for 20 years. Like, what a gig. You get on a show like that, and you're locked in, and you're a big part of it, and he's a primary character. Just send the scripts. Send them. Lock it in. I'll see you next year. Although it's got to be tough, I would think, now, like with COVID and Hollywood and everything like that. It's difficult to shoot. It's probably really difficult to come together and how you handle it and stuff, but Law & Order has been around forever, and Ice-T's been a big part of it for 20 years. And as we mentioned, he and Stone Cold Steve Austin shot a really cool commercial, and Tide is on a mission to get consumers to switch off the default mode of hot when it comes to their laundry and wash on cold. Tide is calling for everyone to join the hashtag Turn to Cold movement and make cold water washing the standard for all Canadians. And here he is, a longtime member of the music industry, the acting industry, and now the Tide industry. Here is Ice-T. What's up, Ice-T?
Hey, what's up, boss? How you doing?
We're doing pretty well. Take us through that experience. What's it like to shoot a commercial with Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Well, you know what it is? It's like they'll call you about a commercial, and the first thing you want to do is see if it's a fit, you know? At some point, they kind of pitch commercials at you. They figure you got a name. And they hit me with Tide, and I was like, what do I got to do with Tide? You know?
We know.
And even though I've been using Tide my whole life, you know, that's what I've had, you know, my whole life, but I just didn't get it. So they started saying the stuff about cold water and how it's better and it doesn't shrink the clothes or this and that, and it's better for the environment. I still wasn't getting it. Then I got it at the end. I'm like, oh, it's ice, cold water. And then they said, and you're going to be working with Stone Cold Steve Austin. I said, I'm in. So that's all it took to hook me to get a chance to meet one of my idols and work with him. And I think they came off with a clever commercial. It's kind of funny. And, you know, turned out to be a good look. I haven't gotten any negative response from it, you know, so we rocking with it.
We were talking about the transition earlier. You were in the rap game, and then how did you get into the acting game? Was that just something where somebody wanted to cast you and you said, yeah, I'll give it a shot? No lessons, no nothing. You just said, I'll do it, and you were awesome at it, and the rest is history? Or how did it all come about?
Kind of happened with the movie New Jack City. And at that time, there just wasn't a real bunch of young black actors. Wesley Snipes had only done Major League, and, you know, She's Gotta Have It. There wasn't a lot of, I think, Jungle Fever. And they decided, hey, these guys have sold millions of records. Maybe it'll work. So they went to me, got me. They got Chris Rock, who was like the youngest, like, rawest comedian off the street at the time. And they tried to put this movie together, hoping that my record sales would translate to box office. And I was scared to death. I mean, they wanted me to play the police. That year I was dropping an album called Original Gangster. I was like, wait a minute, hold up.
Right.
What's going on?
Well, that's what we're saying. Like your history, you mentioned that album, which really, you know, put you on the map and was a monster for you. And you play a cop in New Jack City. You play a cop for 20 years in Law and Order. You know, like, how did you pull this off? Because clearly it's been working for you.
You know what it is? People understand acting. A lot of people, some people don't, but most people with any greater intelligence, they dig it. They understand that you're acting, and they roll with the punches. They just love seeing somebody they like doing something. So it's not like I'm a real cop. I've never arrested anybody in my life. But, you know, just to see somebody they grew up with acting out a part that they dig. And it's kind of cool because with Special Victims Unit, I mean, we're after racists and pedophiles. They don't even like them in prison. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's kind of like if I got to play a cop, that's a cop that nobody has a problem with. And I just been fortunate, man. I got on that show to do 4 episodes, and now we're on our 22nd season.
We're chatting with Ice-T. Well, take us through the magic of Law & Order, because there have been so many spinoffs from the original. You mentioned you're on Law & Order SVU, and it's been around for 20 years, and it's still doing incredible numbers and has an incredible following. What's the magic sauce here? Why do you think it works so well, and how do you keep it compelling for 20 years?
Well, for me, for my little journey, this is the 5th show I've done with Dick Wolf. I started coming on playing a bad guy on New York Undercover. Then I did a show called Swift Justice. I played a bad guy. Then I was on the Law & Order movie, Exiled. I was a pimp. They killed me with a bowling pin. Then I had a show called Players with Costas Mandalore and Frank Hughes. And then I got the call to do this show. I wasn't really excited to do the show. Honestly, I was running a record label. I was trying to invent iTunes in L.A. And they called me to do the show, and you know, they were like, come on, 4 episodes. Dick Wolf loves you. His check's clear. You know, I was like, yep. All right. You know, and who would have thought I was going to get on something like this that just would go forever? I think what makes this show stick is, first off, it's a whodunit. Everyone loves a whodunit. So Law & Order, you get to kind of be a detective along with us. But the second part is that these are survivors. The people on our show haven't died. A lot of the women that have gone through this traumatic, you know, life experience, they might see justice on our show where they didn't see justice in real life. So in a way, it's a lot of therapy going on in this show. So I didn't know that for this first year or so till people started walking up to me saying, thank you, thank you. I'm like, what? And then I got it that, you know, this show has a real impact.
We're a couple radio stiffs that dabble in television. Well, we're basically on television. Our radio show is. Do you think we should start dipping our toe? Like, could we get into acting?
Sure.
Detectives just throw our name in the hat and say, give us a shot?
Sure. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Acting is just lying convincingly. That's all acting is. You know?
That's a good tip.
I mean, you probably got a lot of experience acting and don't know it. People ask me, where'd you learn how to act? I'm like standing in front of a judge. So,
you like can that.
Do it. It's an acquired skill, but I'm sure you could do it. It's not. I'm not going to say you're going to wake up and be Daniel Day-Lewis, but you know, you can pull it off.
We're chatting with Ice-T, Grammy Award-winning rapper, actor, songwriter, and producer. What about? I mean, everyone's world has been turned upside down with COVID and different protocols. How does this work? I mean, how has your day to day been thrown off? You're obviously a guy that's got a lot on the go. What's your life like considering what's going on with COVID?
Well, it started off last year in March when they shut the show down. And I was like, okay, well, we'll just go out and tour with Body Count. And they shut our tour schedule down in Europe. We lost at least $3 or $4 million on touring that summer that we were supposed to make being safe, because they shut all the festivals down globally.
Right.
And I was like, okay. So every time I thought I was going to be able to, you know, keep hustling, they would shut it down. Then they shut that down. So I'm sitting in Arizona doing nothing, like twiddling my thumbs for the first time in years. And I never forget, I was talking to one of my business partners, and he's like, what if they don't work for a year or two? And I was like, wow, I'm not even prepared for that. So They brought us back in September. They've got heavy protocols. Fortunately, we came back. We work. We COVID test every day. They temperature check us twice a day, and you know, we're masked all day. We rehearse with the masks on, and then when they say roll camera, we pull them off and you know, shoot the scene. Even fans, some of them are like, well, you know, you should have the mask on. But I'm like, you don't want to watch a show where you can't see the people talk. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we got to suspend reality a little bit for that. But, you know, it's how it's done. And that's how we, you know, that's how we have to work right now until we get some kind of solution for this problem that the world is going through.
Well, I've noticed that, like, my wife and I, we watch the show religiously, and we talk about the mask placement all the time because, you know, in one scene you're walking into a room with the mask and then you start talking, you don't have the mask on, right? Like, but to your point, it's acting, like it's a show.
And, yeah, it's difficult, and we, you know, they we didn't plan on starting the season with COVID, you know, but we wanted to reflect what was really going on. But it's difficult. When we do have the masks off, everybody is checked. We've already been, you know, well screened and checked. But it's hard. It's hard. You either act like COVID doesn't exist or you try to split the line and show it. You know, it's just hard. You know, bear with us. We're trying to
absolutely
do the best we can.
No, we're just happy there's new material. Like, I'm sure you get that response all the time, right? Like, the Hollywood and music, in a lot of ways, just kind of shut down with the rest of the world. And now you're starting to get some fresh shows and fresh music and fresh material. And I think people are starting to really get back into it and appreciate it, which I'm sure you hear that stuff all the time.
Everybody's just trying to do the best they can, you know. I mean, I feel bad because there's people that haven't been to work since March.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, you know, I'm just fortunate my job kicked back in, you know what I'm saying? But the music industry, they're saying that we won't be able to go back and do concerts till 2022. So, you know, we did you guys mentioned we got the Grammy this year for Body Count. We dropped an album and we have not been able to do one show, you know. So it everybody's dealing with it, but you know, it's all relative. You know, some people are taking it hard. There's people that can't pay their rent. You know what I'm saying? So who am I to complain? You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And we're in a similar spot. We've been doing the show from home for a year, and it just, you know, the show rolls on. There's not much we can do about it. That's what comes with the territory at this point. We're chatting with Ice-T. What's that like playing live? I mean, you've been doing it obviously for a long time, but if you get a great crowd, and let's say you're up here in Toronto, you're at the amphitheater, you're outside, it's a summer night, place is hopping. How would you compare that energy to anything else you've done?
There's nothing like it in the world. I've done a lot of things, but there's nothing like, you know, when everybody says, oh, yo, you know, you're a rock star, or rock. They always say that term, rock star. There's nothing like it. That's why they always say, wow. They use that as a word, like, oh, he's a rock star. Because when you step on that stage and you've got thousands of people out there and they're like in the palm of your hand and you say something like, I just want to get a glass of water, and they scream just because you want to drink some water, you like, wow. It's like being king of the world for that minute, you know?
Yep.
And you usually are in front of people that love you. You're not in front of an audience that doesn't want to see you. They paid to see you. So you're in a very strange place where you're in front of people that love you. And some, like, we performed in the UK, we were in front of 120,000 people, you know, at the Download Festival. It's insane. The energy is ridiculous.
He is a musician and actor, Ice-T, and again, a big part of the Turn to Cold Tide campaign. And we've been rolling that commercial and talking about you and Stone Cold for the past few days. It's really cool. Like, it's really cool. And obviously, you're all in, right? You're all in on this.
Stone Cold is the coolest person. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, they always say don't meet your idols because they might let you down. Well, this was different, you know? I already knew this badass. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching him. You know, it's crazy because Coco's father is named Steve Austin, you know?
No way.
So, yeah. So, you know, but Stone Cold is big. I met him. I'm like, okay, you're a big dude. All right, I get it. And then when we started chopping it up, it was just really natural. I actually did his show. He has a show, Steve Austin's show, and I actually did that after the commercial because we kicked it off so cool. So, you know, I mean, it's like you basically got two alpha males. We're either going to become friends or try to kill each other, one of the two.
Well, let's see where it goes. We'll see if there's a commercial 2.0 in the future. But it's a really cool campaign, and it's been really great catching up.
Do a buddy movie.
Yeah, exactly. That's the next stage. That's where you guys need to take it. It's a buddy movie. There's a lot of potential in that. It's been great having you on. Continued success. Good luck with all this, and hopefully we get a chance to do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
Thanks for all the support, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, Ice-T. That is that's pretty cool. We haven't had him on before, and his career, his life is pretty incredible.
Legend, man.
Yeah, legend. Came on the scene a long time ago, 30 years ago. And like you said, New Jack City is a great movie. And he's been on Law & Order for 20 years. And he's still pumping out music, still touring. Pretty good. He's got a reality show, everything. So he's not stopping anytime soon, clearly. So that was pretty cool. Thanks again to Ice-T. We had Stone Cold on last week. We're hitting everything here. You can't label this show. We'll go wherever the wind takes us. That's where we go.